There are so many things I could have said. I could have said, that's okay, happens to me all the time. Or I should have said nothing, asked her if she wanted to go get some ice cream. So why the heck did I have to say, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard? It wasn't, anyway, the dumbest thing. Dumbest things I ever hear come out of my own mouth. When we say, I really put my foot in it, it goes back to the time of horses, of waste poured into gutters and streets, no plumbing. If you made a false step, that's faux pas in French. It was instantly obvious, and you were liable to carry your mistake around on your shoe for the rest of the day. But it's nothing to do with our feet. It's the way our brains have evolved. Imagine taking a manual typewriter, the kind where you pound the key to lift a metal arm, slaps an inky ribbon, an impression on a page, and rig that up to a room-sized computer circa 1975. Now, hook that up to a smartphone to surf the internet. That's sort of how our brains are built. At the core, we have the reptilian brain controlling involuntary functions like breathing and instinctive behaviors like eating, mating, fighting, running away. Wrapped over that is the limbic system, used to be called the old mammal brain, memory and emotion. So we can say, ooh, that felt good. I'm going to do that again. And then wrapped over that is the neocortex. That's the part we're so proud of. It can compose a symphony or decide to put olives on the pizza or come up with complicated explanations for our faux pas. The trouble is, all three of these brains are working all the time and not necessarily working together. Biology is destiny, baby. There's a dragon in everybody's basement, and it isn't sleeping. It's not even chained to the wall. It's rattling around down there doing its reptile thing. It has control of the plumbing and heating and electrical systems, and every once in a while climbs the stairs and briefly rules the whole house. So of course we say the wrong thing sometimes. That's the least of it. The most social animals have deeper grooves and folds in the surface of the neocortex. The outside of our brains are very wrinkled compared to dogs, and dog brains are more creased and furrowed than rats. Because if you have social interactions, you need to be able to gauge how the others might react. You have to be able to get close, to compete and cooperate, to distinguish individuals, and decide in a hurry if they are one of them or one of us. You have to remember who's reliable and who isn't. Maybe I'm making too much of the whole biology is destiny thing, but I don't know. When Newt Gingrich was majority leader in Congress, he had all his people reading a book called Chimp Politics, Sex and Power in Chimpanzee Social Groupings. And it's not just the politicians. All of us primates are driving cars, riding in elevators, doing things we were never built to do. Think of it this way. A dog or a horse or a dolphin with a highly developed neocortex will delicately eat food out of your hand with finely controlled movements of its jaw and tongue. But no matter how many months you spend making friends with an alligator, try feeding it that way, lose your hand. So the next time you say absolutely the wrong thing, don't beat yourself up about it. Just try to get the dragon back into the basement and not lock yourself up in the attic.